Greetings and welcome on board WDKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. We're pre-recording an interview because we got a busy woman on the radio. Deanna Force is here. She's one of the local radio news anchors, and she is also the public information officer for the Danville Fire Department and the secretary of and the carnival co-chair of the Southside Fire Department. Let's talk about the carnival first. We're going to mention that at the beginning and at the end. Tell us about the carnival that's underway this week. And as our audience hears this tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, the carnival will be underway that evening.
It will. It starts at 5 o'clock at the Southside Fire Company, 270 Avenue D in Riverside. Food stands open at 5, entertainment nightly from 6 till 9, a variety of entertainment from classic rock and roll to country to groups like Lucky Afternoon and Pepper Street Band, which are well known in this area. And Wednesday night at 6:30, we have the Pet and Toy Parade, which forms at 6 o'clock at St. Peter's United Methodist Church along Sunbury Road. So tractors, toys, ride-on toys, bring out your animals, whatever you would like. We'd love to have a great turnout. Weather's looking pretty decent for the week, a few pop-up showers, but don't let that stop you because the carnival goes on regardless of what the weather is.
All right, Thursday, what's special on Thursday?
Thursday, we have the group Rattle, which is from the Shamokin area, Amanda Krebs and her dad, and they will play some classic rock and roll and sometimes even some older, you know, music as well as some country. So,
all right, and Friday?
The group Drive, based out of Danville. They've had a few different name changes over the years, but they play 70s, 80s, and 90s music. So that's from 6 till 9 on Friday night.
That's not that economic development group based out of Danville Drive.
No, and that's what I thought was kind of ironic because they were not labeled Drive prior to Drive coming to Montour County.
That's funny. Okay, and then Saturday, what do you have planned?
Saturday is Lucky Afternoon, and then, of course, you know, all week you have the food stands, you have games. Little Miss Cupcake is going to be there for the first time this year. We'll have Sunset Ice Cream, Soda Toss, chance to win some Big Ben soda, all that and more.
Now, if folks have forgotten, tell me about the great community gathering that the carnival is.
Yes, that is one thing you do look forward to each and every year. You have the same people that come out and support you, and it's just always fun, you know, neighbors getting together. A lot of times you'll just look out and you'll see these little groups, you know, and it's people that, yeah, they're from the community, but they may not see each other unless they're there at carnival. So, you know, just a great atmosphere and a time that everybody can support the men and women who volunteer their time each and every day, not only for training but for fundraising and for fighting active fires and responding to calls.
Well, that relates to my next question. Tell us about the work of the Southside Fire Company. If folks, they certainly are familiar with the volunteers that do this.
Yes, we have a good group of firefighters, Southside Fire Company, but as always, if you look at the numbers over the years, several years ago you had several hundred thousand volunteer firefighters. Today, less than 25,000 volunteer firefighters, and a lot of that is due to not only busy lives, but the requirements. Training used to be you could, you know, 16 hours of training, if that, you jumped on a truck and you fought fire. Today it's a minimum 200 hours to pass your essentials of firefighting, and that does not include being firefighter one or any of the advanced training that a lot of our people have with the different types of apparatus that we have in the different stations. You know, there's vehicle rescue, there's hazmat, there's water rescue, there's ladder truck training. It's just very, very across the board in what is needed to even go out and volunteer your time to help save lives.
Well, you're dealing with tens of millions of dollars in equipment.
Exactly.
And trying to save hundreds of thousands of dollars in property. So there's quite a bit at stake these days. So you are looking for more volunteers, folks that want to step up. And if you can't do the 200 hours,
there's always what we consider active B, or people who would help with things like carnival and fundraising. And, you know, even getting things like the cake cards ready. We do the cake wheel, you know, but that's getting all those cards ready to go out in the mail to send to everyone. And so, you know, there's things behind the scenes. It isn't always just, you know, climbing the ladders, grabbing the hose, cutting the cars. You need your support staff as well.
How important is this as a fundraiser for Southside?
It is one of our, we basically have the three fundraisers each year. We do Christmas tree sales, we do the carnival, and then we do a mailer that we send out to the Riverside, Rush Township, Mayberry Township area. So basically those are our three funding sources for the entire year. We have two engines and a tanker truck, as well as our chief's vehicle. So we have the four vehicles that we run out of Southside Fire Company.
Now, you have a rehab unit. Tell us about that. That might be over at Danville's side, but tell us about that.
Yes, yes. Danville Fire Department, we do have a rehab unit, and that not only serves, like, Columbia, Montour, Northumberland County. It was called the Union County a couple weeks ago. It also goes to Schuylkill County fairly frequently. We have a couple different things in that unit, one being cooling vests. So in the summer when it's really hot, we have special vests that people can wear to help get their core body temperature down. If they've been fighting fire, temperatures are like 100 degrees. And then in the winter, the nice thing is that we can close that tent in, and then we can use it. I mean, it's not super warm, but it's a place where if, you know, sub-zero temperatures, they can go in and just get out of the cold for a little bit. We basically, it's kind of like a canteen tent. You know, you have your coffee, your hot chocolate, your Gatorade, your water. And we're always looking for donations for that as well. So, you know, and any fire company, for that matter, it doesn't have to be Danville or Southside. Any fire company is always looking for water, Gatorade donations, especially during the summer. So a lot of times you just, you know, set it on their doorstep and say thank you. And we do appreciate that.
Tell us about the RIT unit, R-I-T.
Okay, that is Rapid Intervention Team, and that East End Fire Company in Mahoning Township is our biggest RIT group right now here in this area. And they, once again, like the rehab unit, respond all over the area. They're a group of people trained to be on standby so that if something does happen inside the structure or even outside the structure where a firefighter goes down, they can get in there quickly and start getting the patient stabilized to assist and bring them out to safety where the EMS crews can work on them. And basically their whole job is just to kind of stand by, be there, and be ready for whatever they may be called to do.
We're halfway through our interview with Deanna Force. She is the public information officer for the Danville Fire Department and secretary and the carnival co-chair at the Southside Fire Company. Southside Fire Company, you can look them up on Facebook or the internet if you want to find out more information about them. We'll be back with the second half of our interview momentarily. Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. We're on the news line with the public information officer, Deanna Force, of the Danville Fire Department and the secretary and carnival co-chair of the Southside Fire Company. We're talking about some very important things that are going on. One of them is the fire company carnival for the Southside Fire Company. That's going on this week. Just in this segment, again, reiterate that this is a critical fundraiser for the fire company each year. Deanna.
Yes, it is, and it runs nightly. It starts at 5 o'clock. Games and rides open around 5, and then entertainment each evening from 6 till 9. As we said in the first segment, we do have three basic fundraisers each year. We do Christmas tree sales at the end of November, beginning of December. We send out a mailer, and the carnival is then kind of our spring-summer fundraiser. And it's just we're hoping for decent weather. You know, you never do know when you plan an outside event, but we try to go on just as much as we can, unless the weather is too detrimental for people, and then of course safety does roll out. But just chance to come out, enjoy a different band each evening. The Pet and Toy Parade on Wednesday night forms at 6, moves at 6:30. Always soda toss games and food. Just the usual things you think of when you think of a carnival.
Right, all the good stuff. Hopefully cotton candy, and then
yes.
Then I'll be there. All right, some of the things coming up this year, an active shooter drill, you'll have a role in that. So just explain your role in that. Don't have to go too far into the drill itself.
Right. Well, I have been asked to be the victim coordinator liaison, which basically means we're looking for people who are willing to play a victim, and then they'll be stationed through different parts. And the main idea for doing an active shooter drill is to coordinate all the different agencies across the county. That gives you a chance to work with EMS, with fire, police, the sheriff's department, and just train so you know how to work together in case something like this happens. You know, it's always our hope that it would never happen here in central Pennsylvania, but, you know, this just gives us a little chance to prepare, and it's also a great training exercise for us to interact with all the different agencies. So that will be taking place on Monday, June 12th. We'll have the people who are the victims. They'll gather at a location, and then they'll get put in their spots, and then everybody will be sent in to find them, and then afterwards we'll critique it and see where we can improve.
How do you want a volunteer to contact you?
They could message the Danville Fire Department or on our FireWire Montour County page on Facebook, and we are working with the school district and with some others, you know, just to see. But if you would specifically be interested, just go to Facebook and look for FireWire Montour County and send us a message, and we'll be in touch.
June 12th is the drill, so
yes.
Go reach out long before then, though, to get signed
right.
up. Now, a couple days later, June 14th is Public Safety Day, so tell us all about this event.
Yes, well, we're doing that in place of National Night Out, which is normally held the first Tuesday in August. This year we decided to try this, and it will be 5 till 8 p.m. at the Washies Playground in Danville. Once again, fire, EMS, Lifelight, State Police, Sheriff's Department, and most of Montour County's different agencies are all represented. Some hands-on things for kids to do, to see, to learn. Of course, they can climb through the fire apparatus, they can check out the ambulance, and also giveaways, and normally the police department has some special things. They'll give away different items, and just time to come out and for children to realize that, you know, the firefighters, the police, we're not scary people. We're just like you, your parents, your aunts, your uncles, and so that is one thing we try to instill that evening. You know, we're just like you, someone you would see on the street each and every day, and that is something we do with fire prevention too. It's like we'll start with a person and then we'll show them putting on the gear, so we do the same kind of thing there so they can see, you know, hey, it's just somebody in their everyday street clothes, and now yes, they have all this gear on, but they're not scary and you shouldn't be afraid of them.
All right, so that is coming up on Wednesday, June 14th, Public Safety Day. Mark your calendar, because this
yes.
will be a fun event. Hopefully this will be a real big deal. I'm sure it'll be well attended.
It normally is, and so that's why we're hoping maybe in June that, you know, August, a lot of times people go away for their last vacation, you know, before school starts up. So we thought, well, we'll try something different this year.
All right. You also have, as our audience hears this today, it is Tuesday, their state competition. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, we have a firefighter's daughter at Continental Fire Department in Danville. Now, in the state of Pennsylvania, you cannot actively be a firefighter until you're 14. However, since she has grown up with her dad either being a lieutenant, her mom being in the fire department, she has developed a love for the fire department, and this year she designed a website for the Danville Fire Department. Now, last year she came in second place, and her hope this year is that she will earn first place in the states, because then she gets a fire department apparatus parade through town. So we want to cheer her on today and hoping for the best that she'll win first place today. But she not only is focusing on the Continental Fire Department, but she said this year she decided to reach out a little further and is designed the website to reflect what all is done for the entire Danville Fire Department.
All right, and she is, what's her name? We'll start to pay attention to that name.
Kylie Winterstein.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, good luck to her. You'll keep us in touch and let us know what happens with that competition.
I will do that.
We're almost out of time. So just a pitch for folks to stay in touch with the fire department. Maybe like you on like the Danville Fire Department and Southside Fire Department on Facebook would be one way. But
yes,
just to reach out and pay attention to what these great volunteers are doing.
And always follow FireWire Montour County. That encompasses all the departments in the county, including the couple that we didn't mention today, Washingtonville, Valley Township, and Liberty Township, which are, you know, the other part of the county, but they're still part of us. And then you have East End, and then you have the four stations in Danville and Southside Fire Company. And also we do feature some stuff for the ambulance, and if any one of them is holding a fundraiser, like a breakfast or a chicken barbecue, that information is on the site, so it gives you a chance to go out and support each individual station's fundraisers as well.
Well, guess what, Deanna? Thank you for all you're doing. Much appreciated.
And I appreciate that, and it's just a great joy to be able to serve the community.
Well, you certainly do, so thank you for that. Deanna Force talking to us about the carnival that's underway in Riverside today at the Southside Fire Company. Opens at 5 p.m. and will continue Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with live music, and the Pet and Toy Parade is on Wednesday tomorrow night. She's Public Information Officer for the Danville Fire Department and Secretary and Carnival Co-Chair for Southside Fire Company. Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.